Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Joining us now is a retired SWAT commander, as these active shooter incidents are on the rise, over 50% between 2020 and 2021. Gene Petrino joins us. Good morning, Gene. Thanks for being with me.
Good morning, JT. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I don't know if you've seen the body cam from the latest school shooting in Nashville, but I saw it yesterday, and as disturbing as it is, and it's, you know, showing that they shoot and kill this perpetrator and drop her, and it was over in 14 minutes from when they were called to it ending. I thought they did a fantastic job and carried themselves very well.
Yeah, I will tell you that fantastic doesn't even begin to say how well of a job they did. They were calm under pressure. They had a plan. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. They were to search until they start hearing gunshots and run right to the gunfire, which is what they did. They utilized their personnel the right way. And just, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that what they did and their training that they had prevented the loss of more lives. So it was a great job.
All right, Gene, let's talk about what led to this incident. We're finding out more about this shooter, that she had an emotional disorder. And I don't know if that would have prevented this. Had we known about that, had law enforcement been aware of it, had when purchasing a weapon, that be a part of the background check. I don't know if that's allowed with HIPAA laws or not, but clearly it seems every time we have something happen like this, there is going to be red flags everywhere behind the scenes before it led up to this. Obviously, something's wrong when somebody picks up a gun to go into a school and kill young people. Your thoughts on where we are as the president screams, "Give me all your guns," nowhere close to coming to the root of the problem here. Your thoughts on where we ought to be going to help prevent all this?
Yeah, I mean, a gun is a tool, and you are absolutely right. We need to get to the root of the problem. You know, as a society, we've done a real good job addressing that there's an issue here, and we go right to training. And the training is great. You can see that with law enforcement. They did a great job. However, what is the public being trained? They're being trained how to respond. The issue is coming in that we're not training on how to identify these people who are going to become shooters and intervening prior and being that, you know, getting to that level. There's been study after study. There's actual pathways to violence where we can see every one of the, you know, this shooter did exactly what the pathways of violence were. There was some kind of a grievance, had ideation, she had planning, she prepared, she knew she was going to go and that she committed the attack. Those steps that they take are all visible. They usually do what's called leakage. They're going to either send emails, make comments. You're going to see behavioral changes. And until we start addressing that on an individual basis, we're going to continue to have these. And you can prepare for a response all you want, and that's great. But why are we not addressing the prevention? These can be prevented.
These are convinced of it. And these are tough conversations to have. I don't think people on the left want to do that. They want to just take away the guns and that'll fix everything. I don't know why people are so afraid to go in that direction. It's a tougher putt, that's for sure, than just making a blanket statement, "Give me your gun." You know, going to talk to folks about what we need to do as far as background. Now, that gets into a slippery slope. All of a sudden, you know, you got people on the conservative side of things going, "Look, you give people the right to dig into your background like that. What's next? Oh, you voted for Donald Trump. Well, you're a hater, so you must have mental problems. Give me your guns." I mean, it could get ridiculous, right? So, you know, but we've got to do something to address people that are purchasing guns. I mean, this person, what'd she buy, like 7 firearms from 5 different gun stores and hid them around the house. Yeah. Apparently nobody knew about this. Nobody really understood where she was mentally in this manifesto. Nothing came up, I would imagine, in the clearance and the FBI check when she purchased from, you know, stores that put you through the ringer to find out if you pass or not. And she passed. She shouldn't have.
Yeah. No, usually when you make bulk purchases of firearms in a short period of time, you know, that can be definitely a signal, and that should be something that is flagged as soon as it goes through with each one of these background checks when you purchase a gun. So, yeah, you know, and it is a slippery slope, and I think that we do get so much into politics over right and left that we're busy arguing instead of addressing the issue. Mm-hmm. So it's really unfortunate because it's going to keep happening until we can all have an honest conversation without getting offended with what we say to each other and trying to resolve it together.
And I talked with Mac Hardy yesterday. He was a former Hoover police officer and school resource officer. He is now on an organization nationally for school resource officers and working with schools and training and getting people up to speed on how to, not only prevent, but how to react in situations like this. And he said every school should have a school resource officer, but we know some schools don't. Sometimes it's a situation where they can't afford to pay the officers, or I think in some cases, elementary schools don't deem it necessary. I know in this area, there are certain schools that, have resource officers in elementary schools. And I have, my granddaughter, her school, you walk in that front door, that person's sitting right there, and there's doors and check-ins you got to go through to come through that place. But your thoughts on arming more officers and utilizing, retired military, retired officers to be a part of that if they want to volunteer and help their community.
I am 100% for that. When you look at this specific shooter, she'd picked out a couple of targets and chose the one that the easiest access and the least security. So there's a reason you have guarded security. It's to prevent, deter people from doing these kinds of things. Now, it's possible that someone's going to do it anyways, but the chance of them stopping it or slowing down an attack are so much greater when you've got someone there that can confront violence. Mm-hmm. And it's a scary thought to have, and some people don't like to hear that. But the reality is, you're not going to stop a shooter with a hug. It's going to take the equal or greater force to stop them. And I think that having armed security in schools is a necessity. It's not something that we should talk about. It should just be a no-brainer, and we should start doing it.
Yeah, I've heard so many people say that we go to great lengths to protect so many other things in our lives. Why not children? What are we doing? All right, well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Gene Petrino, a former SWAT commander.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.